Well, good morning, Geneva. It is another Friday, May 1st, the last Friday of the semester. So if you didn't realize that, next week is finals week. You better be ready. Hey, I want to invite y'all tonight. We're going to do a virtual My Generation Night, virtual MGN tonight at 8 p.m. We're going to live stream it from the CSE Facebook page. But you can also look for a link from me in an email tonight at 8 p.m. and you can watch it there. We are excited again to bring you kind of testimonies of faculty and staff as we think about God's faithfulness in the midst of times of trial. And today we've got two friends and great people. We've got the director of the library, Steve Keneally, and Susie Layton, the department chair of communications. And so I just want to thank Steve for being with me today and sharing a little bit with us. And Steve, just kind of share with us, how have you seen God's faithfulness in your life?
Well, I would have to say that one thing that I always have known is that God is always going to be faithful, but it's us who become and are unfaithful. I could think of, I could look back in, my past and I could see God's hands all over my life. But just a couple, quick stories I think might show this. I think it was probably about, I don't know, it could be 6 years ago, 7 years ago. We were living in Alliance at the time, my wife and my wife Jamie and my son Joseph and son Jameson. And I don't know what we were doing. I remember that we had to go to the health department down in Alliance, and we were getting a shot. It could have been a flu shot. I can't quite remember what it was, but I remember going in to get the shot and thinking to myself, I don't think we have enough money in our bank account to cover these shots. And so we went in, and I just went in. We signed in, and we all got our shots. And we walked up to the counter at the end, and there was a sign, shots $15, or and times four, that's $60. And I just knew, I said, I don't think we have, I knew we didn't have enough money in our bank account to cover that. And when we walked to the counter to pay the bill, the woman who was checking us out said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about that. It's already, if you don't have to pay anything." And so I just remember walking outside and just going, "Praise you, Lord." I'm just was so thankful for him to provide in that time. So that was, that was one case that I could think of. But then, I start to think about my move to Geneva and what the position that I currently hold. I was working for an institution, and it started with me with going to the Wren Collective concert a few years ago that was held on campus. And I remember going with my wife and two sons, and we're big Wren Collective fans, and really like their music. But I remember sitting in the stands and seeing all of the people, and primarily students that were just openly praising, and I just thought, oh, this is unbelievable to me. The institution that I work for, and I had no complaints about it, but I certainly wasn't going to see that there. And so I remember leaving there, leaving that concert, and we were walking up between Science and Engineering and Northwood. And I remember stopping, like I was stopped. And I remember looking at my wife and going, "I'm gonna work here." Like I knew that that was gonna happen. And so within, within just a few months, a position had opened up that was very comparable to what I was doing at the institution I was currently at, and I thought, oh, there's a benefit to this. It's gonna allow to provide more family time for me. My commute would be much less, and that was one of the things that I was, struggling with, was having enough family time, because at the time I was also pastoring a couple churches, and so finding time with family became really important. And so the commute to Geneva was much shorter. And so I said, well, let me throw my hat in the ring and we'll see how it goes. And I remember talking with when they were bringing up and you know, interviewing me, you know, one of the things that they said was, well, you know, it's likely we're not going to be able to pay you what you were making. And for me, then the decision, you know, it was stepping out in faith and saying, Lord, I trust that this is where you want me, and I trust that you'll provide, you know, you'll provide in that case. And so, and he did. And, you know, it's, you know, I don't even know why I question it, because it shouldn't even be a question that the Lord is going to provide. And, you know, and I think about then moving, you know, to the position I currently have, you know, I stepped out in faith to stop pastoring those two churches. And that was a significant drop in income for me. And, you know, just prayed, Lord, I know you're going to provide, but how, you know, how are you going to do it? And then I ended up getting the position as the, you know, the director of the library. And so, you know, just all along, you know, the people that I met, you know, Randon being one, and you know, just the people that I work for and work with, helping to, you know, solidify that faith and just keeping in mind that, you know, when you're down, that God's there. And he's going to provide, and he always does. And, you know, and I think about this coronavirus, and, you know, the world is in chaos, because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know that trust and don't have that faith. But I know that God is sovereign and he's in control of all things. And so, you know, when this was coming down, you know, there was no panic. There's, you know, there's nothing, I have nothing to fear. And so I think when the world is in fear, and, you know, we could just easily look to God. And when we know that he's in control, it's that peace that passes all understanding, and he gives it, and he is faithful. And it just, you know, it's up to us to be faithful to him. And I think that that's where sometimes we fail. And it's a hard thing as a human. I think sometimes we do fail, but God's faithfulness never fails.
I love that. God's faithfulness never fails. I've got a friend that keeps saying faith over fear, faith over fear. And
that's right.
And I think it's important as we talk about faithfulness that we realize that it is just this rooted characteristic of who God is. Like we know we have a God who is faithful, and we're going to experience the ups and downs of life.
Sure.
But who God is faithful, and how can we lean into that during this time?
And the fact that God doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And so that faithfulness is something that we can always, you know, we count on that. And I agree, Randon, you're absolutely right.
Nice. Well, Steve, thanks for taking some time with us today, and it's great to hear a little bit of your story.
It's always my pleasure, and looking forward and praying for a speedy return for all of us back to campus. I'm certainly looking forward to that, but in God's time.
Amen. Let's hope it's soon, but in God's time for sure. Have a great day, Steve.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Our second testimony today is from Mrs. Layton. She's the department head of communication. Thank you for being here with us today and sharing with us a little bit about how you've seen God's faithfulness in your life.
Oh, I'm really happy to share, Randon. Thank you very much. I guess for me, the faithfulness of God has been the most prominent in the last few years. I've entered that interesting stage of life where my children have grown and gone, and my parents, who live 10 minutes away, are in their 80s, and so I'm dealing with different aspects of their lives and seeing some very real changes there. And I have always known that God was involved in our lives. I've always known about the sovereignty of God and have sung Great is Thy Faithfulness since I was a tiny little girl. But in these last few years, God has used these circumstances in my life to, in some ways, bring me to the end of myself and cause me to really seek Him. And He has shown Himself in so many ways. So I want to share just a couple of quick things that very specifically God has done for me to show me His faithfulness. First of all, there have been some tough things in my life that really have given me some moments of despair, just not being sure of what God is doing in the life of my children or my parents or my family. And some sleepless nights where I just really felt like the things that I thought I could count on were no longer sure anymore. And when you seek the Lord, you know, sometimes you feel His presence and many times you don't. And I've had many days of just really dry, emotional seeking the Lord anyway, but not feeling Him close. And yet He continued to be in my life and show up in ways that I wasn't always expecting. One of the things that was impressed upon me 2.5 years ago, I started praying through the Psalms for my family. So I'll pick up a Psalm for a day and read through it and change the pronouns and pray for a specific family member. So for example, in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. I would pray, Lord, bless my husband. Help him not to walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners. Let his delight be in your law and let him meditate on your law day and night. And just changing the pronouns to pray through the Psalms for my family. My goal was to do that one time and really expected to see God do things in my family's life, but instead He changed me. And so much so that I'm on my fifth time through. I can't not do that. And one very specific example of how God used that in my life, I had a period of a few days where I just had a real sense of dread of getting that dreaded phone call. And it just was very heavy on my heart. I couldn't shake it. And one day I woke up, it was a class day. I didn't think I really had time to be in God's word that day. And I was getting ready for my day and just the heaviness of this fear was weighing me down. And I felt very close to tears, but thought I'll get on with my day and the busyness will be enough to push it out of my head. But instead, the Lord wouldn't let me just walk away. So I sat down in my chair and I opened to my psalm for the day. And there was a verse that said, the righteous will have no fear of bad news. Somebody wrote that thousands of years ago, and Susie Layton needed it on that day. And it was God saying to me, this bad news may happen, but you don't need to fear. I am in control. I haven't lost control. I haven't lost my seat on the throne. I'm still sovereign over this detail in your life. I also, a year ago, studied the book of Genesis with the women at Pathway Church. And I wasn't real excited about the study. Such familiar stories. We know about the coat of many colors and the, you know, sacrificing your son. It didn't really happen because a lamb was in the thicket. We know those stories. I thought, what can I learn, right? Well, that was an amazing life-changing study because what I saw in the book of Genesis was how God said to Abraham and then to Isaac and Jacob over and over again, I will. God said, I will do this in your life. And then Abraham said, great, but you know what? I'm going to lie about my wife. And God said, I will. And Abraham said, great, but I think I need to help you along. I'm going to sleep with her servant because you're not doing it fast enough. And God said, you messed up, Abraham, but I will. And over and over again, God said, I will. And every single time He fulfilled that promise. And it didn't matter if Abraham was unfaithful. It didn't matter if Isaac was unfaithful. It didn't matter that Jacob was a great deceiver. God said, I will. And God fulfilled every one. At the end of that study, I went back and I counted 77 times that God reiterated that promise to Abraham and to his sons, I will. And if God fulfilled that I will, 77 times that he said it, he fulfilled every one of those. I can read promises in the Psalms and other places of the scriptures where he says, I will. And I know that he will because he already showed that he was faithful to do that. So that really has changed me. And I found some passages. One of my favorite Psalms is Psalm 91. It says, because the Lord loves me, because he loves me, I'm sorry, it's the Lord speaking, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Those two words have just taken on such a new meaning for me, just a reminder that God is faithful in all of the circumstances of our life. And then the last thing that he has done through his word, and my students know this, I've shared this with a couple of my classes of students, God repeats himself. And I will read something and think, ooh, I think that was for me. Oh, I don't know, that was probably a coincidence. And then I hear it again in chapel and I think, And then I hear it again in a sermon. Okay, Lord, you told me already three times, this is for me. And just this week, I had a rough day a few days ago and I got a text from my son's girlfriend and she said, I just was reading in Romans and I thought maybe I should send this to you. And she sent me Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer. And I thanked her for it. It was really meaningful and the timing was important. 2 days later, a friend posted that same verse on her Facebook feed. And then this morning, as I was digging for a card to give to my husband on our anniversary, I found a card that I've had in there for a long time. Be patient, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and persistent in prayer. I love how God repeats himself, and it just shows his faithfulness in my life. And so I encourage you, be in his word. You'll see him show up so many ways. I still don't always feel the emotional high of being in love with Jesus, but I know he's there because he shows up over and over and over again, and he is faithful. I have many, many more stories. I never want to see the times in my life when I've seen God really faithfully show himself to me. Just borrow my Bible. You can see dates and notes and the kinds of things that I've seen him show me through his word, and he is faithful every morning.
Yeah, that's so good. It's funny, I just got done reading a book, and he was talking about the promise that Abraham was given, and this I will statement that is still our promise, and how, you know, we kind of look at the day to day and say, well, God, where are you right here in this moment? And God's saying, like, hey, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. And this God who, you know, we get stuck in the little things of life, and God's saying, hey, I am doing something bigger than you know, and I am with you from then until now. And I think that's just such a cool characteristic of God.
One of my favorite new verses is that verse that says, all of the promises of God are yes in Christ. Mm-hmm. He is the ultimate fulfillment of all of those I will promises. And if he was willing to go to that extent to fulfill his promises, what won't he do in our future? So he's trustworthy for sure.
Amen. Amen. And I think this is just such a good reminder, as we can let fear and anxiety of life overwhelm us, we need to be rooted in Scripture. We need to continually go back to the word that reminds us of who Christ is, who God is, and just the goodness and the mercy and the faithfulness that we have been given as his followers. So I want to thank you. Thanks for sharing with us today. Thanks for bringing us back to Scripture and to the promises of it. And thanks for all you do for campus. And hey, everyone else, we will see you for one last installment of this next Friday. So this coming week, good luck on finals. We'll be thinking of you, praying for you, and we'll see you soon. Bye.